Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Really, my whole body's just feeling good. Honestly, feeling all the extra treatments and stuff I've been doing even during the season and into the off season is finally paying off. So, body feeling good, moving well, ankle feel good. So,
you battled some injuries rookie campaign, the head injury, the knee, the ankle. How much of that injury prevention been a focus for you?
That was my number one priority going into the off season, just making sure my body is 100%. You know, back to feeling great, making sure that I'm. You know, putting muscle on, so basically to add armor, so I don't got to deal with, like, the little, you know, knick-knack stuff like that, but just being real intentional on getting healthy, like, honestly.
How do you feel like your adjustment is going to Coach Lawrence's system?
I'm enjoying it, man. I'm able to play free, just go out there, really just be myself, and I like what he's cooking up, you know, from up front and in the secondary, and just going to keep learning, keep trying, and keep improving.
Max, you're the guy out there breaking down the huddle, Sam. Just curious, like, yeah, I know Christian's not there, but there's clearly, like, an added leadership role that's probably being put on your shoulders right now. How do you feel like you're adjusting to that?
Well, you know, going into this year, it's a younger group. And honestly, just taking what Trey and CB taught me from last year, all the leadership skills and just the little stuff that they do to, you know, to just guide the younger guys. And I've honestly just taken pride in, you know, being the guy that the rookies are kind of looking up to ask questions to and stuff like that. I've accepted that role and I'm enjoying it.
When this team selects a corner with their, you know, second round pick, like, what's your reaction? Then what has your relationship been like with IGB since he's come here?
My reaction is, you know, welcome, let's work. And honestly, since he's gotten here, man, it's been good. We've gotten along. We, you know, we study together, work tech together. I always just try to give them little pointers that I learned from Trey and CB from last year. And honestly, too, just playing in the NFL game, like, it's different coming from college. So he's been adjusting well. He's understanding the playbook and he had a pick today, man, so it's good to see that, man. I chased him down in the end zone.
Max, how big of a difference is it just being in year two and having a full NFL offseason?
Honestly, it felt like a lot different. Like, you know, going into the offseason, having some freedom, like, it felt good. But honestly, too, just coming back here, you know, feeling more mature, feeling like I got a better understanding than I did last year. And honestly, just – taking the confidence, taking the comfortability going into year two and just, you know, just trying to press it.
What's the biggest jump you want to make in going into year two?
I want to play a full season. Want to be out there with the guys doing my job and the players will find me.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.